instead of sending them to those pauper schools, sent them to a boarding school. Mm-hmm. There was one in Parrotsville and one in Edwine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they got their education.
That the Parrotsville is up on the other side of
Newport.
Newport. Now, is that Sutton, the county agent, was telling me about a Dutch community up
there.
That's
it.
What did that include?
Well, it included a great big territory, and Salem. Excuse me.
I'll get in the mud room. Oh,
the Ottingers, Nassenauers, that type of people from Holland came in there.
Uh-huh. Were there quite a few of them?
Yes, the Roodmans and so on.
Did they speak Dutch?
No. They had been. They had come across the gates of New York to the Netherlands and got down this far.
I see. Came out of the Pennsylvania Dutch who settled in there. I see. Did your mother work?
No, she just kept home.
Okay. And what about her education?
She was graduate grammar school. Could spell anything that you could pronounce out of the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
Because they used the dictionary as a speller.
Yeah, that's the old blueback speller.
Well, they didn't use it as much as they did the dictionary.
Uh-huh. Now, when were your grandparents in the Civil War? Any of your?
Well, my grandmother's brother was in the Civil War. His name was John, and they called him Packy John.
You got glasses? Give Dr. Valentine the number on this. Well, do you think she's doing all right from what I told you?
What side was that, did he fight with?
He was a rebel.
Uh-huh. So was this, this area pretty much Confederate?
No, it was Union. But our grandparents had about 11 slaves. They owned a lot of territory here.
Uh-huh.
They used them in growing corn. He had his own racetrack.
Is that right?
Half a mile racetrack down here about the store, around one of those bottoms. And the Indians lived in here too, and the Indians, and they'd all meet on Saturday.
You might need some light over here.
Well, thank you.
And they'd bet everything they had, quilts and corn and different things on the races.
That's interesting. Now,
Uncle Pikey John had...
How would you spell that?
P-I-K-E-Y.
You know why they called him that?
No, I don't. But there were too many John Allens. There was a John Allen, the brick mason, John Allen, the sheriff form, John Allen, the short finger, John Allen, potterhead, and John Allen, the music maker,
uh-huh.
And bricklayer.
They all kinfolks.
I see. They had different. So they had gave them those special names.
So they could tell which one they were talking about.
That's good. Now, where was your wife born?
She was born in Anderson, South Carolina. I believe that's the place.
And where'd you meet your wife?
In North Carolina when I was teaching there. She was teaching in Candler, North Carolina. She's a graduate of Furman University.